Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
Can I guess in the recent weeks we all have witnessed, not only on the back of the ongoing lootings in South Africa, but what we've also witnessing from some of the key economic data, primarily when you take a look at unemployment figures and who it is that is being left behind at the periphery of economic productivity in South Africa, we're well aware that inequality is a major challenge in the country. And this also comes as a major concern. There has been reports that according to the acting minister in the presidency, Kumbudzo Ncabeni's statement regarding the assets that are being repossessed from looters in the upcoming days, this is where the goods actually bear no political, economic or social or moral logic, and government has decided to destroy these goods. Many have raised certain questions as to what other options can rather be explored and implemented in this environment. To help us understand this, both not only in terms of offering his opinion, but also sharing some feedback in terms of understanding the socioeconomic dynamics that we live in South Africa and understanding the dynamics that we need to be mindful of, we joined on the line by Dr. Badi Lohohla. He's the former Statistician General of South Africa and the former Head of Statistics South Africa. Dr. Lohohla, such a pleasure to speak to you this evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm keeping well under the circumstances, but looking for the positivity and optimism despite the bleak environment. I hope you're doing the same, sir.
Well, indeed. I think we all should.
Indeed.
We are prisoners of hope.
Indeed. Prisoners of hope. I like that expression. And Ntate Lohohla, maybe let's start off by building on this conversation. Firstly, just to get your overview and your reaction. I know that you have shared some feedback with our colleagues in the media regarding the looting and the challenges that were faced there and the slow reaction. But let's just get your overview in terms of, in hindsight, when we reflect on our reaction, our response, and the outcomes of the looting. What's your take, sir?
Well, I mean, to give this bigger context, I think I have to draw from the founder of the Basotho Nation, King Moshoeshoe.
Mm-hmm.
When his grandfather was eaten by the cannibals on his street from Mengwaneng to Thalabosiu, the cannibals were reined in, brought to him, and their sure death was no doubt. He said, "No, I can't desecrate the grave of my father."
Mm-hmm.
King Moshoeshoe understood that people were not going to be cannibals unless they are so hungry and they have no alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
And at that instance, cannibalism in Lesotho ended. That's what every Lesotho child knows. We are exactly in that position where the looting and everything is almost equivalent to cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
And to destroy the loot is indignifying the poverty that we see. I mean, I don't know what problem is being solved here by destroying the loot. And there is a flimsy reason that is not economics, that is not morality, that is not politics, that it will destroy the market, the prices, as though this is Mansa Musa's gold in the 14th century,
uh-huh.
when the price of gold dropped because of the size of the gold that Mansa Musa had.
Mm-hmm.
Goods that are in warehouses and the like are goods that are inventories just for a month, and that cannot drop or affect the prices of goods in South Africa. After all, this is affecting the supply side, and people who wanted to buy fridges, they will still buy them in
Exactly.
the future. I mean, this is almost a senseless, I cannot imagine a cabinet sitting and making such a stupid decision. It boggles the mind. This thing doesn't have economics, doesn't have politics, doesn't have morality. Therefore, what was cabinet sitting on this issue?
What should they be doing, Dr. Lohohla?
About these matters.
What should they be doing?
The context of Moshoeshoe is very important.
And Dr. Lohohla, I'm keen to understand, what should they be doing? Because it almost seems as though these decisions were taken in isolation and no further evaluation or conversations with additional stakeholders. But what should they be doing?
We've got the gift of the givers. These people have written, and I saw, I liked what they said. They understand emergency, they understand urgency, and they understand disaster. And the gift of the givers are known for being very prudent in the way they act in those circumstances. They act with empathy. And I think institutions like those ones have to actually have this, and then they'll dispense with it best they can.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing is not narcotics, it's not ivory, it's not bullets or guns that are certainly up for destruction. They have those that have to be destroyed. Neither is it something of top car, sports cars that Duarte of Philippines actually destroyed to make a fundamental political statement about looting.
And this raises big questions. As you say, we need to understand the dynamics of what's happening on the ground here. And this again speaks to inequalities in our society. You yourself have worked as the statistician general in South Africa. You're well aware of the facts and the figures and the numbers and what the trends reveal about the level of inequality in South Africa. What's in the detail of the numbers that needs to be evaluated and addressed adequately?
It's not even the numbers, really. Uh-huh. To understand that there are human beings behind those numbers. Yes, I produced the numbers.
Yes, sir.
But I had a fundamental understanding, and I still maintain I have always a fundamental understanding of that these are people behind those numbers. And unless you are bereft of that emotion of knowing that we are dealing with human beings here, we'll act in the way that the deputy, the minister acting, the president decided. And of course, that's not a decision. It's a decision of cabinet. Where are the minds of these people?
Very valid questions that you're raising here. To close off with, I'm hoping, as you say, we need to go beyond the numbers and understand that we're dealing with people. And when it comes to dealing with people, there's a myriad of solutions that need to be brought in order to address some of the fundamental needs that we need to cover. And I'm keen to understand, as someone who has worked in the highest ranks of the offices in South Africa and globally, to understanding the fundamental needs of individuals, what is lacking in our leadership right across the board, from business to civil society to government, that needs to be rejuvenated to address the challenges we face today?
I think we are just taking the poor as just numbers. And we don't understand that there's life behind that. And that for this country to function, we must value that life. Every life has an equal worth. We may be counting them as numbers, but every life counts. And therefore, we need to come together in the way we did in 1992-93 to agree and say, how do we function as society? So that we don't have six people in the country almost owning 30% of the poorest people. That's insulting. That kind of riches is not wealth, it's riches. And we cannot afford to have riches in this country. We need wealth. And wealth is about care. Mm-hmm. It's about sustainability. It's about humanity. It's about reaching out. It's about ensuring that the children of South Africa will actually have an equal opportunity in education and high-quality education. Not this nonsense that we have of the children of the poor getting the worst education. Mm. We are reproducing poverty. And we have to lift the bar to the level that, like in Sweden, the children of the sweepers and the cleaners gain the same education that the top manager of a bank achieves.
Indeed.
We need to really look at society and the societal challenges, multidimensional. As Amartya Sen says, people are battered. Human lives are battered in so many ways.
Yes.
And therefore, in order to understand that, we must have a multidimensional framework to deal with those.
Ntate Padile Hohla, such a pleasure engaging with you this evening, sir. And we really appreciate the feedback and independent insight that you've shared with us tonight. That's Dr. Padile Hohla. He's the former Statistician General of South Africa, giving us a brief overview and some insight and thoughts regarding the looting that recently took place in South Africa, but also the response in terms of the efforts to destroy the assets that were actively looted by many South African consumers. We certainly need to make sure that we go beyond looking at numbers and really looking at people in South Africa's society.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.